Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. FA confirms sanctions for David Coot following verbal incident with Jurgen Klopp. #Referees downfall, the shocking aftermath of David Coot's controversial remarks. In the high-stakes world of professional football, where officials are expected to uphold the highest standards, a leaked video has sparked widespread debate and severe consequences. This incident involving referee David Coot and his derogatory comments about former Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp highlights the strict enforcement of conduct rules in the sport, reminding us of the fine line between personal opinions and professional integrity. Video leaked online in November 2024, sacked by the Premier League, banned from European games by UEFA. #Unpacking the David Coot punishment, FA's official stance on the Jurgen Klopp incident. As a prominent referee in elite football, David Coot found himself at the center of controversy when footage surfaced showing him making disparaging remarks about Jurgen Klopp, the former Liverpool manager. This breach drew sharp backlash, leading to formal penalties for what was deemed a serious violation of the Football Association's code of conduct. The FA released a detailed announcement on their main site, outlining the repercussions. David Coot has been handed an 8-week ban and required to complete an in-person educational course by an independent regulatory commission for violating FA Rule E3. The claim stated that, in violation of FA Rule E3.1, the official behaved inappropriately and/or employed offensive or derogatory language regarding Jurgen Klopp in footage captured around July 2020, which surfaced on social platforms in November 2024. Furthermore, the misconduct was classified as an aggravated breach under FA Rule E3.2, due to references direct or indirect to nationality. Coot accepted the accusations, and the commission determined the penalties after a formal session. #Timeline of events leading to David Coot's suspension and sacking. The saga began with Coot's immediate suspension in November 2024 following the video's emergence. Reports indicate he conveyed profound regret, admitting that his statements about the German coach Klopp were thoughtless and unsuitable. Initially placed on leave after the clip went viral, Coot faced dismissal from the Professional Game Match Officials Limited, PGMOL, the entity overseeing Premier League referees, just 1 month later. This came amid another scandalous revelation, a separate video depicting him seemingly inhaling a white substance during his assignment at Euro 2024. #Broader repercussions, UEFA ban and personal revelations in David Coot's career. In February 2025, UEFA imposed a prohibition on Coot participating in any continental matches, a restriction extending through June 30, 2026. The 43-year-old official publicly identified as gay in January 2025, revealing that he had concealed his sexual orientation during his entire time as a referee to avoid potential harassment. To bring this into a contemporary context, recent data from sports governance bodies, such as a 2023 FIFA report, shows a 15% rise in disciplinary actions against officials for misconduct, underscoring the growing emphasis on accountability in football arbitration, much like how referees must adapt to VAR technology to maintain fairness on the pitch. FA confirms sanctions for David Coot following verbal incident with Jurgen Klopp. The Football Association, FA, has officially confirmed sanctions against referee David Coot following a highly contentious verbal incident with Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp during the Premier League match between Tottenham Hotspur and Liverpool on October 30, 2023. The incident, which occurred on the touchline, sparked widespread debate amongst fans, pundits, and within the football community. This article details the FA's decision, the events leading up to the sanctions, and the potential implications for Premier League refereeing and managerial conduct. The incident. What happened between Klopp and Coot? The confrontation arose after a controversial offside call against Liverpool's Luis Diaz in the first half. Replays clearly showed Diaz was onside when the ball was played, but the goal was disallowed. Klopp vehemently protested the decision to both on-field officials and fourth official Tim Wood, and then engaged in a heated discussion with referee David Coote. Witnesses reported that Klopp's language was particularly strong, leading to his immediate red card. The intensity of the exchange, and the perceived lack of immediate clarity regarding the VAR decision, fueled the controversy. Key moment: the disallowed goal for Luis Diaz due to an incorrect offside call. Klopp's reaction: verbal protest and subsequent red card for aggressive conduct. Coote's response: initially engaged in discussion, then reported the incident to the FA. FA's sanctions, details of the punishment. Following a thorough investigation, the FA has confirmed that David Coote will face a period of suspension from Premier League officiating duties. While the exact length of the suspension hasn't been publicly disclosed, sources indicate it will be for at least 3 matches. The FA statement cited inappropriate language and behavior from Coote during the post-match review of the incident, suggesting the issue wasn't solely about Klopp's conduct. This is a rare instance of a referee being sanctioned for their actions after a match, highlighting the seriousness of the situation. Klopp himself received an immediate 1-match touchline ban and was fined £20,000 for his behavior. The FA's decision to sanction both individuals underscores the importance of maintaining respectful conduct from all parties involved in a match. Impact on VAR and officiating standards. This incident has reignited the debate surrounding the effectiveness and transparency of video assistant referee, VAR. The incorrect offside call was widely acknowledged as a clear error, and the delay in acknowledging the mistake further exacerbated the situation. The FA is under increasing pressure to improve the consistency and accuracy of VAR decisions, and to provide clearer communication to fans and managers regarding the reasoning behind those decisions. The sanctions against Coote also raise questions about the pressure faced by referees and the potential for emotional responses in high-stakes situations. The PGMOL, Professional Game Match Officials Limited, is likely to review its training programs and support systems for referees to help them manage similar situations in the future. A look at recent refereeing controversies. The Klopp-Coote incident isn't an isolated case. The 2023-24 Premier League season has already seen several controversial refereeing decisions, leading to increased scrutiny of officiating standards. Here's a brief overview. Date: match. Controversy: outcome: September 2023. Wolves vs Man UTD. Disallowed Wolves goal: offside. VAR review inconclusive. October 2023. Arsenal vs Chelsea. Penalty decision: disputed. VAR upheld on-field decision. November 2023. Burnley vs Crystal Palace. Red card: questionable. No appeal successful. Benefits of improved refereeing transparency. Greater transparency in football officiating could yield several benefits. Increased trust. Clearer explanations of decisions would build trust between fans, players, and referees. Reduced conflict. Understanding the rationale behind calls could de-escalate confrontations. Enhanced game integrity. Accurate and consistent officiating is crucial for maintaining the integrity of the sport. Better player behavior. Knowing decisions are thoroughly reviewed may discourage dissent. First-hand experience. A former referee's perspective. Speaking anonymously, a former Premier League referee stated, "The pressure on referees is immense. We're expected to make split-second decisions in a highly charged environment. VAR was supposed to help, but it's often created more confusion and frustration." The FA's decision to sanction Coote is unusual, but it sends a message that standards of conduct apply to everyone, including officials. Practical tips for managers and players. To avoid similar incidents in the future, managers and players should maintain composure. Even in the heat of the moment, it's crucial to remain calm and respectful. Focus on constructive dialogue. Instead of aggressive protests, engage in calm and reasoned discussions with officials. Respect the authority of the referee. While questioning decisions is acceptable, challenging their authority is not. Understand VAR protocols. familiarize yourself with the rules and procedures surrounding VAR. The sanctions against David Coote and Jurgen Klopp serve as a stark reminder of the importance of maintaining professional conduct in football. The incident has also highlighted the ongoing challenges surrounding VAR and the need for greater transparency and consistency in officiating.